Hello, my name is Lilian Ogazi and this is Nigeria Daily. It's hot. Nationwide, the heat wave has every Nigerian wanting to be directly under a fan or an air condition. But unfortunately, that is not the case, as an already poor power supply gets even more epileptic across the country. Although Nigerians enjoyed relatively improved power supply in recent times, the situation nosedived a few days ago with the onset of the heat period subjecting people to discomfort and sleepless nights. In this episode of our daily podcast, we'll be taking a trip around some major cities in Nigeria to know the current electricity situation. First, let's hear from the FCT as our colleague Daniel Oluwole goes on the streets of Abuja to find out.
Francis is here. In terms of the power supply, I would say currently in Nigeria, the power supply is very, very, very bad in terms of distribution. You check now, since this morning now, for example, now, this morning now in my shop here now, I've not seen light. There has been no light this morning, and it's affecting us in terms of when customers come to buy the bulbs, you need to test the light for them or the fittings. You know if the thing works or not. You can see now there's no light and the thing has been affecting us.
Okay, my name is Brother Christian. I live in Kubwa area.
Okay, sir, can you tell me how power supply has affected you in Wednesday?
For the past 2 months now, there's no light in my area, BIG across. We've been passing through heat, everyday heat. They will bring light now within some seconds is off. And the children, the little kids, they feel heat. They don't sleep properly. I mean, it's unfair in this country. We should have a stable power supply in this country.
My name is Tessie Paul.
Okay.
It's a fair business based on when the light got spoiled. Not as that easy for us. You understand, to sell market because they will rectify the light on time. Sure, you understand now. So that is where we are finding it difficult. If we have something in the fridge, it can get spoiled easier because of that light issue. So I think we have problem on that side.
Those are some residents in the FCT telling us how the light situation is affecting them and even their businesses. What is the distribution company doing about this? What exactly is happening? Our colleague, Simon Echefwon, who covers AEDC, tells us.
Responding to inquiries on the outage issues within the Abuja Electricity Distribution Company, AEDC franchise area, the chief marketing officer, Mr. Donald Etim, confirmed random low load allocation lately on the national grid. Etim said, "We have developed a working strategy approach to managing it. There's been no major outages as such that we didn't give immediate attention to." He however said there may have been dispersed pockets of occasional outages in a couple of customer clusters, but no further they received attention.
So based on your conversation with him now and based on your observation so far, is this reason enough for people even in the FCT to lack electricity?
I think there's actually low power generation, maybe somewhere along the national grid. And the rainstorm also, one of the reasons he gave is the rainstorm. With a rainstorm, if something trips, since you can't identify where it trips immediately, at times it takes hours before they can correct those faults. And I think it's part of why some places lacked electricity.
That was our colleague, Simon Echefwon, who covers the AEDC. Now let's take a trip to Lagos as our colleague Abbas Dalibi speaks with some residents there.
My name is Bala Abubakar. It's something that's really affecting almost all over the country, because even here in Lagos, that in the past we used to have lights, as in enough, we have light, you'll be looking at it as if Nepal will not even take light. But unfortunately, since the beginning of this fasting, I don't know whether the electricity distribution companies have something in mind that they don't want to give us light, or something that I don't actually know. The way it is going now is really annoying, because these days, if you didn't fuel your gen before going to bed, just believe that heat is going to deal with you. Mosquito will follow. A lot of things going wrong with the way NEPA are dealing with us with lack of light.
My name is Mudassir Ibrahim Yahu from Lagos State, but initially I'm from Kano State. So I'm here in Lagos, Ikorodu local government area. we have a lot of electricities in this Ramadan season. No electricities.
Those are some residents in Lagos speaking. All attempts to reach the distribution companies in Lagos proved abortive as they were unresponsive to our calls and messages. It's the same thing happening in Kano. Well, after the break, we'll find out. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at the electricity situation in Nigeria at this period and how epileptic it has become. Before we went on break, we moved around some major cities, Abuja and Lagos, where we spoke with some residents who told us how they felt and how the lack of electricity is affecting them. Now, let's take a trip to Kano, as our colleague Zaradin Yakubu is standing by.
My name is Abdullah Usman. I'm currently operating a small company here at Kano State. Actually, the current power failure has affected my company heavily. This is because most of the machines I'm working with are only working on electricity, so I cannot use generator for them. And even if I will use a generator for some parts of the operations, I think I will end up at lost. This is because the prices of the consumables or fuels are exorbitantly high that I cannot even, you know, afford to buy.
My name is Sayyidu Ibrahim. So since the beginning of Ramadan, we don't get light. Okay. No matter the hope that we are experiencing, there is no light yet.
Okay. So how are you coping? You're fasting and there's no light, there's hot, the weather is hot and everything.
Really, we are just managing our life in this very hot season.
Hadiza Mohammed, honestly, we don't. There's no light. And we don't know the problem. Is it from the KEDCO or is it, we don't know. Is it Nigeria that is, I don't know what is wrong with the light recently, especially this during Ramadan. We need light, you know, to take a cool, fresh juice, you know, to use lights to blend some stuff like that. But none. We used to go out and look for all this grating machine to pay and also to buy block. Ice block.
People are saying they are deliberately doing this in Ramadan to divert the light to cool, cold rooms that are selling ice block. Is it true?
Yes, definitely. We know it. We know the business. They don't used to bring the light so that they will favor the other people that are doing business of ice block. Definitely is yes.
Those are some residents in Kano there speaking. What is being done by the distribution company in Kano? Well, let's find out.
Okay, my name is Sani Balasani. I am the head of corporate communications for Kano Disco. Okay, Lillian, basically, the supply is not as good right now as we speak. Basically, the main issue, the main reason behind it, reduced load allocation. You know, for us Kano Disco, we require a minimum of about 300 megawatts if we're to adequately supply electricity to all our customers. But as I speak to you right now, our allocation is reduced to around 150, an average of 150, 140, which is grossly inadequate for us to supply all our customers.
Who is reducing the allocation?
Basically, you know how power sector works. We have the generation companies, we have the transmission company of Nigeria, then us, the distribution company. Whatever is generated, we're entitled to be given a part of it, which we distribute to our customers by the transmission company of Nigeria. So what we get from transmission has been reduced, but they're having challenges as well, as we gathered from the TCN operatives. There is a 330 kV line which brings in supply into Kano. It's undergoing some maintenance work. It's faulty, sort of. Okay. So that is part of the reasons why the allocation has been reduced.
All right. So we also learned that while we spoke to some people there, they made revelations that that electricity is being distributed or given a lot more to cold room owners because they are paying a lot more. How true is that?
That is very, very, very not true, Lillian, because you see, electricity distribution is not something that is not known to people.
Okay.
If you know how electricity is being distributed, we use what we call feeders to distribute electricity. And we don't have a single feeder in Kano that supplies electricity basically to cold room owners. So there is no way, absolutely no way we can supply electricity to just cold rooms because we don't have a single feeder that gives them supply.
Okay.
They are getting their supply from public feeders. Most of these feeders have residential houses attached to them. Most of these feeders have some industries and, you know, commercial hubs.
Yeah,
so if they are to get supply, those residences and the shops will get supply as well.
That was Sani Bala, PRO, Kano State Electricity Distribution Company. Why do we always find ourselves in the same electricity scarcity boat around this time every year? What is missing? Well, let's hear from a power expert.
My name is Akunle Kola Olubio, President Nigeria Consumer Protection Network, the non-state actor. By the same token, I was a member of the Presidential Ad Hoc Committee on Review of Electricity Tariff in Nigeria in the year 2020. Well, the heat season, like you have said, there will be higher demand, low demand, because people will tend to use more of, take more of cold water refrigerator and use their air conditioning system. But notwithstanding, as we speak now, about 85% of electricity that we get on grid is supplied through the gas to power generation. It's the gas company, gas fired. So, and it is not like water that has a particular time of the year that you have dry season. Before now, before the investment of government in the National Integrated Power Project, NIPP, hydro used to take a bigger chunk of the power generation to grid. But past 16 years or thereabout, gas is the major source of power being generated to grid. And gas is usually available all year round. We are not getting it right with contractual obligation. That's what we call the vesting contract, pre-privatization. Federal government sent up what they call Nigerian Bulk Electricity Trading Company. The generation company is supposed to have an interface with what they call MBET. MBET is supposed to be like the monolithic buyer or have a monopoly of a single market, you know, model, buy from the GenCos and now provide electricity to the DISCOs.
Mm-hmm.
And the DISCOs on their own parts supposed to provide bankable financial instruments like 90 days letter of credit and what have you that have been called. MBET is not supposed to buy electricity from the GenCos and now be chasing the DISCOs or the market interview for remittance. It's supposed to be capitalized so that they will pay upfront or provide this instrument. So all that have not been done. So as we speak to you now, the generation company now, they've dipped their hands into their pockets. They've exhausted their goodwill for credit facilities from financial institutions. They are no longer, the power sector is no longer bankable. And so it's like Betasu, money killer. It's a matter of poor settlement culture. You buy product on credit, and the GenCo say they can no longer give us electricity on credit. So now, 3 days ago, in the last 72 hours, Abuja Electricity, Ikeja Electricity, Eco Electricity Distribution Company, they are trying to exit that arrangement, that embeds, DISCOs, GenCo arrangement, to have bilateral contracts with generation company, which will be on cash and carry basis. For example, now
would that be for the best?
Yeah, the best way out is that Abuja, the FCT alone, the low demand of FCT, FCT industry alone can consume like 1,200 megawatts in a day. But even when they have the desire to consume 1,200 or 1,000 megawatts, the percentage that may be given to them may just be 300 megawatts. 300 megawatts may not be able to go around all the states within the franchise of FCT.
Okay, so at this point, how do we get it right? Because it looks like it's the same circle going round and round.
No, what we are saying now is that we need to novate. That means bring the agreement to an end, the embed agreement, which is like tripartite agreement between the GenCos, the DiscoS, and the market, so that the DiscoS should be allowed to have bilateral contract directly with the GenCos, so that if you want energy, the distribution company will go to their banks. Like Abuja Electricity on the average makes an average of 10 billion naira a month. So, and if a company is making 10 billion naira a month as collection, then if they get allocation from a DISCO and NEC is saying remit 1 billion, remit 2 billion, what happened to the remaining of 8 billion? So if they want to now get generation from it, Abuja may have customers and they may be viable, they will go to their banks and provide a bank's guarantee or letter of credit.
That was Mr. Kunle Olubio, a power expert, speaking. Electricity is necessary for every Nigerian. How long till it gets a permanent solution? God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.